You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This EPN podcast is brought to you by the Discover Card, where you get unlimited double miles on all purchases, and by PR Web, tell your story to the world. You can find more information on these two offers by simply clicking on the appropriate banners on the right-hand side of our site at epodcastnetwork.com.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, several tons. And they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me. And the lessons that I learned from the rhino really took me in many directions and surprised me in many ways. And I think that really explains, why the rhino, for me, became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Alexis Neely, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
And now it's time for Social Media Coffee Talk with Harrison Painter.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk. I am your host, Harrison Painter, and this is the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. Welcome to the program, everybody. All right, today we are actually in the studio in Los Angeles, California. We're coming to you from the road this week, and we have had a lot of technical difficulties this week. My cell phone is on the blitz here. We thought it was a battery. We changed the battery. It's still not working. So I feel a little like I'm running at 50% without my cell phone. So we're hoping to get this resolved tomorrow. This has been a 48-hour fiasco. And it shows you how much we become dependent on technology. And with this being LA, I'm in the car a lot. So not to have that cell phone running, not be able to talk on it, not be able to tweet, to Facebook, to Foursquare, it's really tough. It's really tough. But always focus on the solutions, not the problems, right? And your mindset will be much more powerful because of that. Now, what I want to talk about today is that mindset, is staying laser focused, especially in the face of adversity. Now, for me, this trip, this is a business trip, and we have come out here to accomplish a couple of goals. The first big goal has been a monster. We're in process of negotiating a strategic partnership, and it has been really very difficult from start to finish. Now, you could easily let that situation get you down. We've seen it happen, right? You lose a deal goes south, you don't make it happen, and you get very frustrated and your mindset falls. But don't let that happen, folks. Let me tell you why. If I have learned anything since I've been an entrepreneur, since I've owned a small business, it's this. Every time something falls through, every time something does not go the way you want it to, every time you have a challenge that you think is impossible to get around, great things happen over time. They're always a blessing. Everything happens for a reason. Every time you hit a major speed bump in your life, use that as a learning experience. Because I have been in the pit of despair, looking up, wondering, how am I going to get out of this hole? How can this situation get better? Right? You get knocked down. It happens to every single one of us. Here's when greatness happens. When you're on the ground, when, to use boxing, when they're counting down, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know 10 is coming. Greatness happens around the number 8 and 9. Because those are the numbers that you are digging deep inside of your soul to come up with the guts, the courage to get up and brush it off and go another round. You do not fail until you quit, people. You just don't. And to tie social media into this, okay, you've heard me say it before, I'm going to say it again. You are always one connection away from greatness. One. Remember that. So if this relationship goes south, if this deal doesn't happen, you're going to move on. You're going to find that connection that you need. This wasn't meant to be. If you got in a business relationship and it was poor and they beat you down, they took advantage of you, it didn't work. Or you opened a business and that business failed. Look at it from here on out as a blessing. Because let me tell you guys something. A lot of successful businesses come from those failures because you learn what not to do. You learn who not to do business with. You start being able to examine personality traits in people and to know if that is a human being that you want to become a partner with, that you want to go into business with. Or if you just screwed up on your services, on your product, you can now improve them for the future. So brush yourself off, go to 8, look deep in your gut, stand up and take it another round. There is no reason why you should ever look in the mirror and say you failed, because you don't fail until you quit. And I know the people that listen to my program, that listen to Social Media Coffee Talk, that follow my Coffee with Harrison, that listen to the e-podcast network are not failures. They are not quitters. Every single one of you listening to me right now has what it takes to become successful. If you're already on the path to success, don't let anything get in your way. Keep moving forward. Back to social media. Make sure when you're on Facebook, when you're on Twitter, that you're being authentic, that you're being yourself. Because when you do that, you're going to attract the people that you want. When you go out there and you act fake, fake it till you make it. You know, I've heard that and I've actually lived that for a long, long time. I say baloney. Don't fake it till you make it. Don't fake. Don't be fake. Don't be something you're not. Be you. Because when you're you, you're going to attract people that need to come into your life. You have to be open to it. Once you open your heart, you open your mind, it lets people come in, okay? And when you're out there trying to attract the wrong people, guess what? You're going to get the wrong people. All right, so I hope this talk motivates you. If right now you're down, I want to help you get back up. I want to help you. Guess what? I just got knocked down yesterday. I just got the snot kicked out of me yesterday. But I'm here, I'm back, and we're going to make it happen. Okay? So let's do it, everybody. Let's do it. All right. So that's it for today. I want you guys to definitely visit coffeewithharrison.com. I want you to download my free ebook there, Tweeting to the Third Power. This book will absolutely help you guys understand Twitter. I'm offering a free 20-minute consultation for anybody that downloads my ebook. So you're going to be able to get on me with me on the phone for 20 minutes, and I am going to help you. So if your business right now is struggling, if your social media is struggling, call me. I can be that lifeline to help you get it together. I want you to succeed. I want you to, and I'm here to help you. All right, well, that's it for me today. My name is Harrison Painter. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk right here on the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. Until next week, love it.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
The more you can acquire market-valuable skills, the better off you'll be. People get scared. They think, oh, gee, I'm not going to get a job at this, or I can't do a job at that. There's always a demand out there. And what we've got to do is continually reinvent ourselves. If you think that what you did before is going to fix you for the rest of your life, you're in trouble.
Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.